Genesis chapter 11 verse 1 starts off by saying that the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And you saw these people upon the earth, one language, one mind, one speech, now decided to build a tower reaching up to heaven. And I tell you, they were on their way to building that tower until their languages began to differ from one another. It is written that the Lord made a statement that is very important. Let us notice here. In Genesis chapter 11 verse 6, it says, "And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them what they have imagined to do." So you can see that God is trying to say that these people, as long as they spoke one language, as long as they were of one accord, nothing would have been impossible for them. So what happened here is that their languages were, you see, it was changed. They now began to speak different languages. And along the line, they were not able to communicate with one another. That fellowship, that accord that they had when they started the project of Babel was no longer there when they started to speak with another language. They started to speak with different tongues. And there came in confusion, and the project was abandoned, and you know, they were scattered upon the face of the earth, everyone going his own way. Now this is the story of the world today. Men are not able to attain to many things simply because of the lack of oneness, the lack of unity, the lack of one speech. Praise God. Now just look at the world around us today. There is abundance for everybody. But why do you have somebody rich here? Why do you have somebody poor here? Why do you have all kind of injustices in this world today? It's simply because the men are not of one piece, of one speech, one mind. In Africa, you have countries with different speech, different languages, different traditions, and these people come together and try to form, you know, an entity called a country, and we can see the result today: unending war, unending conflict. So as long as they have these divisions, there is no way there can be progress in those countries. The ability to prosper and to see dreams fulfilled is in oneness. Oneness. Praise God. Now there's one element that is very important here. Notice that they had one language and one speech, the people of Babel. One language and one speech. Your language and your speech is all an expression of what is in their mind. Your language and your speech is all visible expression of what is embedded in your mind. And we must understand that today God has given us His Spirit so that we can realize that oneness that represents God. Because with God, all things are possible. See, the people of in the days of the building of the Tower of Babel were almost functioning as God until their speech, you know, was changed and confusion setting. The only way you can distinguish God and the world is in that oneness. Praise God. People can only see God in you when they realize that perfect harmony and love, that oneness in the brethren. Because that oneness can never be found in this world. Oneness cannot be found in religion. Because the more people try to gather in the name of religion, the more they divide. Divide into denominations, and these denominations divide again and again and again, and the division never seems to end. In the Muslim world, you have divisions, you have their own groups. In the Buddha world, you have different sects, and the division continues. Why? Because they begin to speak after a new language, a new tongue. But today we have what we call the language of the Spirit. And brethren, let us not be deceived, let us not be confused. The Spirit is the Lord God Himself. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it states it clearly. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17, it says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Now the Lord is what? Is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See it? But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, as we are beginning to, our eyes of understanding are opened, we are beginning to be conformed. See, we are returning that original state of pure spirit that we lost in the transgression. Praise God. And the Lord is one. The Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. And you can see that we are being, you know, gathered back into that one Spirit, which we actually are in reality. See, from the days of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what God was trying to demonstrate is our reuniting with that eternal body, which is called the Spirit. When the Holy Ghost came down upon the disciples, it is recorded that they started to speak with different tongues. They started to speak with tongues, different languages, but in reality, it's one Spirit, one interpretation, one, you know, word coming from the heart of God. See, Jesus Christ promised the Spirit, and He says that those who believe in My name, this sign shall follow them. One of the signs He says is that they shall speak with a new tongue. They shall speak with new tongues, which is the language of the Spirit. Praise God. The language of the Spirit. You either have the language of the Spirit, which is actually coming forth from the mind of God. See, the language of the Spirit declares God. It declares the things of God. It declares God's realm, God's dimension. It makes plain the things of God. Whereas we have the language of man, which reveal the things that pertain to man. It reveals the things of carnal, mortal man. And we know that the things of man are things that are related to this natural physical world. So if this man speaks out of his own mind, this other man speaks out of his own mind, that other man speaks out of his own mind, and every other person in this world speaks out of his own mind, out of the carnal mind, you can see that there is no way men can ever be in one accord. Try it. It is impossible for a natural man to come into pure union of oneness as we see in God's kingdom. It is virtually impossible. In the families, it is impossible for you to see a natural family without the Spirit of God. Without the illumination of the Spirit of God, it is impossible to see union of oneness in that family. It might look beautiful on the outside. It might look wonderful. They might look like they are fulfilling that oneness. But I tell you, there is a limit. It is impossible. It is impossible to realize oneness in marriage, even your physical marital lives here upon the earth. In churches, nothing like oneness can ever be found as long as a man speaks out of the carnal mind. Because the carnal mind will only testify of things in his world, in his own dimension. Praise God. But today, we have the mind of the Spirit, so that we can speak the things that be of God. No longer the things that be of men. See, even Jesus Christ, during the days of his ministry, people are yet to get the fact that Jesus Christ spoke out of a purely spiritual, celestial language. It was the language of the Spirit, and like I've told you, the Lord is the Spirit. The Lord is the what? The Spirit. So during the days of his ministry, Jesus Christ had to speak in parables. Parables, why? Because the only way he could communicate, explain the things of God, the invisible things of God, the unseen things of God, the secret things of God, the only way Jesus could relate these things to men in this dimension called the world was through parables. Praise God. But only those who are illumined by the Spirit can truly benefit from the teachings and from the words of Jesus. Jesus Christ said that to those who are without, it is given, everything is given to them in parables. But to those who are within, those who enter and stand in the place of light, those who enter into the secret place and listen to the heartbeat of God, everything is made plain to them. Bear in mind that everything we see in this natural dimension is nothing but parables. See, a parable is not the real thing. Rather, a parable is a pointer to the real thing. A parable is like a shadow. When you look at a shadow, when you look at your shadow, upon the earth or upon some object, when you look at the shadow, you are not actually seeing the real thing, but you are seeing simply, how do I put it, an image, you know, testifying that the real thing exists. So if I'm to look on the ground and I see a shadow, I might probably realize that something is behind me, or a person is behind me. I see a shadow of a man with his head and his head, and the sun is behind me. I'll probably realize that somebody's behind me. So the shadow simply points to that which is real. It's like a parable pointing to that which is real. So everything that Jesus Christ said in the days of his ministry and reality things to be interpreted spiritually, because Jesus Christ was speaking in the language of the Spirit. Like I said, the Lord is the Spirit, praise God. The Father's language is Spirit, because you see, it declares God, it declares the things of God, the invisible things of God. Praise God. Now, to this day, many people have formulated religion for themselves. Why? Because they read this Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the letters of Paul, the letters of Timothy, the letters of Peter, the letters of John. Many people still read these scriptures carnally. They still read these scriptures and try to relate them to the things of this world, but they are greatly mistaken. They only form religion out of these things, and it cannot pay you. See, the letters kill it, but it is the Spirit of God that gives life. See, the letters will only give you a view of the shadow of the parable, but never causing you to understand the things that be of God. Praise God. Even our physical appearance, even the physical appearance of men, the natural things we see about the family, about things, all these things are shadows. If your eyes are open, you will discover there is only one, and that is the Lord and the Lord himself. Praise God. We all originated out of God, and today God is lifting us out of the dust, out of the earth, out of the realm of the dead, back into the Spirit, so that we can once more live true, fulfilled lives as sons of God. Hallelujah. But first of all, there has to be a change in our speech. There has to be a change in our speech. No longer the Babylonish language. See it. The abominable language of the earth that we have learned since we entered into this world. We have to fulfill the words of Jesus when he says, they shall speak with new tongues. In the book of Revelation chapter 14, when John saw those who are redeemed from the earth, 144,000, it is the number of the perfect man. See, the number of those who have come to the fullness of Christ, who have attained to the fullness of sonship, 12 times 12. These ones, the Bible says, had the name of the Father upon their forehead, meaning they put their work in the nature of God. They walk in God the Father. See, their old human names, which is likened to the name, the mark of the beast, the identity of the beast, the natural man, is all no more. And these ones walk once more in the true name, which is the name of the Father. And the Bible says that they sing a new song, which no one could learn except those who were in that number. See, they sing a new song, one song, meaning that they have one speech, one language, praise God, and this is the language of the Spirit. It's a language that is not understood by the men of this age, praise God. We speak a language that is celestial, a language that is purely spirit. See, and we, the things of God, the things of God's kingdom are being made plain, and we can now walk freely in liberty in God. See, free from a sensation of a life independent of God. Flee from the sensation of life in the flesh. Because in reality, our lives as humans in the flesh is no life at all. It's simply a lie. Praise God. Our true life, our true body pertains to that spiritual, invisible body that spans all in all, fills all in all. Praise God. So we speak in a new language. The language of God. Praise God. We speak the things of the Spirit, and at times we are not understood by those who are without. Praise God. Even Jesus Christ told the disciples there are certain things he wanted to tell them, to talk to them about, but they were not able to comprehend those things at that point in time. Why? Because they were still living in the illusion of life after the flesh. They were still living in the illusion that I am Peter, I am James, I am John. See, they were still living in that illusion until illumination came. See, and they now began to understand that no longer I, but Christ, the Lord, the Spirit. And they all, their languages begin to evolve with every letter. You see, they become more and more in accord. They begin to drop the doctrines of earthly baptisms. See, drop the doctrines and traditions of laying of hands. See, drop the beliefs of, you know, Hebraic beliefs and all those traditional beliefs that they had in the past. They begin to drop these things one by one as they come into the light. Praise God. The hour has come to begin to speak the language of the Spirit. See, no longer the language of the thing that crawls upon the dust. No longer the language of duality. Have you wondered why the serpent had the tongue, or has a tongue like a fork? See it? When you look at the tongue of a serpent, it's bifurcated, means, you know, it's like it has a splitted tongue. It talks of the double tongue, double, you know, minded nature of the thing that crawls upon the earth. The double minded nature speaks about God and man. See it? He thinks that God is separate from man. He thinks that there is something called man of the dust, an independent being, and there's something called God. That is the double-tongued, you know, nature of man. That is the language we learned when we started to walk in the flesh. The serpent upon the earth represents the carnal man which walks upon the earth. And we all have been fed and nourished with this wisdom. See, a wisdom that makes us, or causes us to, you know, sense ourselves as creatures independent of God. I have my own life, I am this, and there is God somewhere. But not so as we begin to receive sanity once more. Not so as we begin to speak once more the language of the Spirit. Because as we begin to speak the language of the Spirit, we begin to know that besides the Lord, there is no other. I live and I alone live forever. I am the living one. See it? We begin to know that I am the beginning and I am the end. And besides me, there is no other one. See it? Our human identity of the flesh does not exist. Yes, if we appear in this world, it is the Lord himself appearing. It is the Spirit appearing, see it, and, you know, embodied in a vessel of jar. See it, in a jar, in a vessel of clay. It is the Spirit of God appearing. Is the Spirit of God appearing in me? Is the Spirit of God appearing in you? Is the Spirit of God appearing in that brother? See, it is the Lord Himself in appearing in all men, but we are unaware of these things when we are asleep, when we are deep asleep. See, in our human sense of life, see, you are so attached to a physical dimension. See, and we are married to this world. See, but as we begin to hear truth now, the hour comes now, and now is to separate ourselves from the lie and reunite once more, you know, with the Lord. And this comes by aligning ourselves with the language of the Spirit, learning to speak the language of God. Praise God. And when we begin to speak the language of God, there is no longer division, because it is one that is speaking. See, oneness can only be attained in recognizing the Lord as the only one that exists and exercising ourselves in that new tongue, speaking that new tongue. Praise God. It purifies us. See, it separates us and elevates us from the level of the dust. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. See, speaking in the new tongue is like putting on the wings of the angel, and it causes us to fly, to be elevated from the dust realm, and we begin to fly in the heavens. Praise God. When Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 1, saw the glory of the Lord, Ezekiel observed closely that there was the sound of a multitude. See, he heard the flapping of wings. Praise God. Ezekiel heard the flapping of wings like a host, a multitude. See, that was speaking one voice, one language. It is the Lord of hosts appearing to you and I. See, I can tell you, there's no way any man can ever see God except through we who manifest the mystery of godliness. There's no way God will ever appear from the sky anywhere. He will appear through you. It is we who manifest the mystery of godliness. Praise God. So from the vision of Ezekiel in chapter 1, when Ezekiel saw that bright cloud and he saw the glory of the Lord, when he discerned a multitude that were in the Lord, in that glory, speaking, you know, as the Lord. See, it was like a multitude flapping of wings. Those flapping of wings actually speak about the language of the Spirit. It is the message. They speak the language of the Spirit, and as they speak the language of the Spirit, it elevates them into God consciousness, and it keeps them in God consciousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it sees that our confession, the language we speak, is actually the same as our confession. Praise God. You can discern the Spirit a man walks with by what comes out of his mouth. Carnality, when we walk in carnality, we walk outside the Lord, and we suffer many, many things outside there. See, the sensation of death. We see we are subject to corruption, because what you think with your life, you, before your very eyes, you see it being taken away from you. Corruption feeding on it. But when you are alert in the Spirit, when you speak the language of the Spirit, you are elevated above the dust realm, and you realize a realm that never passes away. You realize a realm, an unchanging realm of bliss and of joy, and you are free from the corruption that is in this world as you speak with that new tongue. Praise God. So bear in mind that when Jesus Christ came upon the earth, he never came upon the earth to promote the systems of men. Jesus Christ never came to speak about marriages, physical marriages. He never came to speak about family issues upon the earth. He never came to speak about things that bother men upon the earth. Rather, he was always speaking the language of the unseen. Now we say unseen to men who walk in the carnal realm. But when you awake up, the things of God become apparent. They become real. Praise God, and you begin to walk in this reality. A new tongue, a new language, the language of the Spirit. Praise God. This is the only way back to oneness and to God. See it. If we realize this oneness, we begin to discover that everything we have in abundance, all things are ours. Praise God. What I have is mine. What you have is mine. The other day, a brother invited me over to another country, and I asked him, where am I going to stay? And he told me, you stay in my house, in my room, in one of my rooms. Why? Because his house is my house. When you walk in the dimension of the Spirit, you begin to realize that the Lord, the earth and the fullness thereof belong to the Lord. See, those who can walk in this realm are those who have attained to the fullness of Christ. Praise God. Who have attained to this high, elevated consciousness. Praise God. Then we can walk in that love which this world cannot understand. In that unity which this world cannot understand. We can all speak the voice of the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. It was you and I that John saw in Revelation chapter 1. It was you and I that John saw speaking, you know, with that new tongue, with the language of the Spirit. See, when John observed the Alpha and the Omega, which is actually the composite body of Christ, it's a body eternal in the heavens, an invisible body, praise God, with multitudes, innumerable members that form that body, and they all speak with one tongue. John observed that the language was like, you know, a gushing water, many waters. Those waters are nations, tongues, people that have rediscovered themselves back in the living one, in the Spirit, because the Lord is the Spirit. These ones all speak the language of the Spirit. Praise God. When I speak the language of the Spirit, it's no longer I, but Christ. It's no longer I, but the Lord of glory, the King of glory. Praise God. Daniel also saw this. When Daniel saw the Lord in the book of Daniel, he observed that same multitude speaking with one speech, one language. It is the language of the Spirit. And the language of the Spirit is not necessarily that I say everything physically the way you say it. It does not necessarily mean that I interpret the scriptures the way you interpret it. We only agree in one point, that everything points to the Spirit and everything reveals the invisible Lord of glory. See it? The language of the Spirit agrees only in this aspect. It declares, it testifies of the invisible things of God. Praise God. So if I come out today and I say that the Lord revealed to me that the lion of the tribe of Judah, or the lion represents the lion of the tribe of Judah, and another person says that the lion represents the devil, it does not matter. All that matters is that these things reflect the invisible things of God. See it? That is how we begin to grow in accord, in oneness, recognizing the language of truth, the language of the Spirit, no longer the language of lies. the language of, you know, that thing that crawls upon the dust. The psalmist speaks about those who speak lies from the day that they are born. See, from the day a man is born into this world, he speaks lies. See, and what is the lie? Anything that denies the Lord, who is the Spirit, is the liar. Anything that denies the Christ, who is the Spirit, is the liar. So let us change our language. Let us change our speech. Let us begin to speak the language of the Spirit. Praise God. See, as we walk around our daily things, let our eyes be fixed on the things beyond this natural temporal realm that passes away. See, because the things of God, the invisible things, invisible to the carnal mind, invisible to the natural mind, the invisible things of God are eternal. They are the real things. Praise God. Let us not be bound or, you see, married to the beggarly elements of this world, but loosen ourselves by the revelation that is coming to us today. Walk in the Spirit, like Paul says, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit is entrance into God's realm, God's kingdom of all power and all glory. God bless you. Amen. Refuge.
That is what I want to do. My strength is in you, Lord, and my hope.